Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love married couples. This is Doug Loves Movies coming to you once again from Full Time Jump Scares. It's another Homes Alone edition with a special twist. Today's guests are married couples who will compete against each other in the trivia thunderdome that is this show. We've got Lotta Lawston, David F. Sandberg versus Allison Bennett and Noah Segan. Hey, everybody.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi.
Married. We're married.
We're married too.
I think I had a married couple on once, but the other guest was just like a third wheel, and it was probably one of the most awkward episodes we've ever done. So it's not really something I seek out, but when you have, you know, when you run across such talented people who are heavily involved in films and TV, and they happen to be married, there's no reason to hold it against anybody.
Thank you.
Right?
A lot of talent under one roof here at the Bennett Segan household.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Why did I agree to do a podcast with Noah? I love this.
No, it's going to be great because you're not going to be competing with each other. You're going to be a team. Against David and Lotta, let's introduce everybody individually just so the listeners know what's what. From one household, we have actress, writer, producer, you know from Shazam, Lights Out, and Annabelle Creation, it's Lotta Lawston. Am I saying that right?
Well, almost. Lotta Lawston. It's fine.
What?
Nobody ever says it right. It's Lotta Lawston.
Lotta Lawston.
Yeah, oh, almost. Yeah, good.
That was impressive.
Yeah, Lotta. Okay. Yeah, I'm sure people get it wrong all the time. And I should have asked before we started recording, but I'm like, you know what?
I kind of like the surprise of it, like to see what will happen.
Yeah. Right.
It's always nice to correct people.
It's fun when you get it right. You know, if I happen to have gotten it right the first time, which I guess was unlikely, but if I did get it right, then, you know, do you think that the actress, Lotta Lania, was also pronounced Lotta, but she just let it go because everybody would say it wrong and it was not worth the effort?
I don't even know who that is.
She was a lady who had spikes in her shoes in the James Bond movie from Russia.
Okay. So she, I don't know if she Swedish. I don't know. I think
I think she was also L-O-T-T-E.
Oh, yeah.
You are LOTA. Got it. And David, is it? It's David, right?
Yeah, sure. Or David.
David F. Sandberg. Is that some sort of thing where your middle initial got involved because of credit issues?
There's another David Sandberg. Yeah, he made a short movie called Kung Fury. And we get confused all the time. I've even gotten checks meant for him.
That's the only movie he's ever made, right?
Yeah. But he's doing a feature version of it with like Arnold Schwarzenegger and Michael Fassbender. So yeah, I'm here to promote his movie.
Yeah, well, Loda could talk about what you guys have been working on. You could promote somebody else. It's nice. And I should say that David F. Sandberg is a director and a doll owner.
Frequent Doug Loves Movies audience member.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, and I just wanted to ask about your own personal Annabelle that you used to bring to the shows. How is she doing, and did you have to hire a sitter today?
She's doing great. She's sitting upstairs. Yeah. I still can't get over that I didn't get picked. Like, I brought the actual once I brought a name tag and brought the actual doll, no one dared to pick it.
Everybody was scared of her.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had a bunch of scaredy cat panelists on the show that night, and nobody wanted to get near that doll. But I would have, if I were choosing, I would have picked it.
Thank you.
But thank you, both of you, for being here today. And from the other household, we have TV writer, producer behind Single Parents, You're the Worst. Allison Bennett is here. Hey, Allison.
Hey, hi.
Yeah, and her husband. So, Allison.
Yes.
Noah Segan, what are you doing, buddy?
Hey, how's it going, everybody? I'm here with my wife.
Have you ever seen the old game show called Tattletales?
No.
They would have couples on, and like Sammy Davis Jr. used to do it all the time, which is pretty cool. But they'd have couples on, and they'd wear like headphones when the other half of the couple was being asked a question, and they'd ask them, you know, questions about, you know, kind of relationship questions, and then the other half of the, you know, their actual spouse would have to say what they thought the other one said. And it's on the, I think they show it on a buzzer channel on Pluto TV. And I can't get enough of it lately, but you know, I can't get enough of a lot of weird shit right now.
I think we would nail that. Like, yeah, we've known each other since we were 10.
Yeah. So
That's crazy.
Wow.
We've known each other for 5 minutes, probably, but we have two kids somehow.
We've known each other as long as it takes to have two kids.
That's how long.
We have no kids, and we've known each other forever.
But you guys have so many dolls.
Yeah.
But dolls.
Annabelle is our doll.
Yeah, Annabelle is like one of your own. So that's the big question I have for David right now is... Shazam announcements. Were there any big ones yesterday at DC Fandome?
Only the title, that it's called Shazam Fury of the Gods. It's still so early that we'd like, we want to share more, but it's like, we're not allowed to yet. So, but yeah, that's the title of the movie. And we had Sinbad on our panel.
I mean, even outside of a pandemic, that crowd is excited to find out the title.
Yeah.
You know,
that's news.
It is. It's new content.
Yeah. So gods, what is it again?
Fury of the Gods.
Fury of the Gods. Okay. So it sounds like Shazam's got a group of people angry at him.
Gods, no less.
And they are gods. So like, that's going to be, it's going to be a struggle.
Yeah.
And excited to see it. And would you like would you like to make a Doug Loves Movies exclusive announcement about
I wish I could.
Going on? Shazam, Annabelle?
No.
What you've been watching? Have you been watching any movies?
Yeah, we've been watching a ton of stuff. I mean, every new thing that comes out and a bunch of old stuff just to get something. We watched Sputnik the other night.
Yeah.
That was cool. Like a Russian alien movie.
We saw Risky Business. We had never seen it, and we thought it would be a fun.
It was not at all what I thought it would be. Like I'd only seen that clip of him like dancing in his underwear, and I was like, "Oh, it's like an '80s. He's home alone and having fun." It's like, no, they open up a whorehouse. And
but he is sort of home alone, guys. You know,
not that alone.
And he dances within the 5 first minutes.
And it's like that first. Like sex scene with Rebecca.
Rebecca DeMornay. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, well, this has to be a dream because it's like it's his first time and whatever, and it's like so beautiful in slow motion. It's like, well, this is obviously
doors
a dream.
Doors blow up and the leaves float around.
Yeah. And then it's like, no, that actually happened. It's like
Tangerine Dream soundtrack. The really just lucky guy.
It's a very stylish movie, and that's part of what made that dancing in his underwear scene stand out, is because it was just this moment of, you know, it's one of the more joyful moments because it's kind of mostly a bleak movie.
Yeah.
But I just got a great idea that any of you can run with if you'd like, is like, why not combine Home Alone and Risky Business? A kid decides to start a whorehouse in his house, but then he's thwarted by bandits.
Or Annabelle.
I didn't know the Annabelle series was ready to go off the rails this soon, but sure.
She's out of work right now.
She's heading into space eventually.
Yeah, she's got a lot of places she needs to go, but you know, for now, you probably still have a few more stories on Earth, right?
Yeah.
All right.
American Girl doll makes a spacesuit. I'm just throwing it out there. I know they do.
Oh, it might fit the Annabelle doll.
What about Noah and Allison? Do the two of you, do you watch stuff together or do you watch things separately?
Our television watching is very codependent, where he has like a couple things he'll watch without me, but mostly I get really mad if he watches.
I put something on recently and you got really mad at me and I was like, What was it?
I don't remember.
There was something that went on that I didn't think she would like at all. And it was like, it was also something old. It was something that like we should have, it wasn't The Wire, but it was like something that like we've all watched 100 times and I still got like, I was still in the doghouse for.
So we watched stuff mostly together, but we haven't really watched that much TV recently. We have an infant, so it's been crazy over here. But we watched A League of Their Own. I watched for the first time like 2 weeks ago. And Dottie's a bitch.
It's going to be a TV series now, right?
Right. That was part of the reason why I wanted to watch it. I have some friends involved in the series, and I was like, I gotta watch the movie. And
I think it could be a pretty interesting series. They've already got a setup where they could like follow a season of the, you know,
baseball,
the team playing. Have they cast anybody yet? Are they talking about
Darcy Carden's in it, and Abby Jacobson, and a bunch of really fun ladies are in that.
That sounds good.
Can't wait.
And did they get a lady to play the Tom Hanks role? That'd be fun.
I don't know who the coaches are. I haven't heard.
It'd be really fun if
she
was still introduced with a scene where she comes in and takes a really long pee.
And just spits.
Well, I appreciate all your recommendations. I'm still all about Palm Springs. That's my
That was great.
Yeah, that was great.
The year, I just love it. I haven't seen it a second time because I'm holding off on it because it's seeing it again is something I'm looking forward to, you know, like, cause every new thing that comes out is finds a way to be, you know, disappointing one way or another. Although I do have to watch, I haven't seen Pale Door yet. That's Noah's latest movie.
Oh yeah. That's a little movie that came out yesterday actually, or on Friday. Mm-hmm. A horror western that I made with some buddies in Oklahoma, and it came out yesterday.
He's shirtless in it.
I am shirtless.
Well, now we have to see it.
I saw a picture of you and Pat Healy like waving guns around.
that's basically what we did for a few weeks is went to Oklahoma, waved some guns around. I tried not to get hate crimed, and you know, then we brought you Witches and Bandits.
It's on Shudder.
It will be, I think. It will be. Right now, it's you got to pay for it. I need your cash.
So I think it's on. You could watch it on Prime and maybe a couple other spots.
Yeah, and you know the iTunes and all that, and then you know it's in playing in some drive-in stuff like that, and then it will as they do, it'll go off to the subscription services after that.
Yeah, it's the. You know, distribution's really really messed up right now as mm-hmm. far as you know, every movie's like just sitting around trying to figure out the best strategy for you know, release. A lot
There's
of
drive-ins. Crazy.
Yeah, and a lot of crazy. Driving.
Have you been to a drive-in, Doug? Have you gone to a drive-in yet?
I have not gone yet because a combination of you know, just trying to stay safe and at home, but also you know, the drive-ins have been having a tendency to show double bills of older movies that I've seen a million times, or the two latest horror movies that don't have much in common with each other, like as a double bill. And so I haven't really, nothing's really grabbed me as far as, you know, the one where I really got to go in my car and go see it. Like if Tenet came out in drive-ins, I'd probably go.
That's as Nolan intended for it to be seen from the back of a 1987 Ford Probe at about 7 p.m. before the lights fully down. Yeah.
I saw Triple X at a drive-through, and my friend from high school put a couch on the back of his pickup truck. That was the last time I was at a drive-through, just... Fun fact.
Oh, okay. I thought this was something that happened recently.
No, this was 2001. This was when I was in high school, so.
The first Triple X.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Drive-ins are so American. I've never been to one. No, we've only seen them in movies.
Yeah.
So we have to go.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay. Yeah. Go to one. I know that they've been doing a series of... drive-in screenings across the country that were curated by Michael B. Jordan as like, you know, watch these movies because, you know, for Black Lives Matter content. And it's been, you know, been pretty interesting, like pretty typical stuff like Do the Right Thing. But I was kind of like shocked to see Hook in there because I always thought of it as being so white. But the Lost Boys in that movie are very integrated. You know,
that's great. You know, it's like out of all movies, like I feel like Hook gets like people just like, even now that people love Rufio as like this like pop culture character, people still manage to drag Hook. So anything that we can do to bring Hook back, I'm into any positive hooks. Are good.
Well, you know, this is it. And then I think the final one is this next Wednesday, and they're showing Coming to America. So I might go to that one because I'm excited about the idea of watching Coming to America, you know, shortly before. Again, the release date isn't clear at this point, but Coming to America 2 is supposed to happen sometime in the next few months.
I'm so excited about that one last week.
What's that?
Yeah, we saw Coming to America last week.
Well, you haven't seen it.
Yeah, I hadn't seen it before. So
oh, fun. Okay. So you're all prepped and ready.
I'm all fresh. Yeah.
Yeah. I believe that movie. How long did that movie end up being?
2 hours or something.
I don't know.
Pretty long.
Right?
Yeah.
It's 2 hours for a comedy. You know, Judd Apatow gets a lot of credit for making comedies longer, but I give all the credit to Coming to America. Because that is a long comedy. But I'm looking forward to more sometime soon. Are you ready to play some games?
Yeah.
You sound like you really want to tear each other apart. Sounds like
you're going down, doll people.
Okay.
Oh shit. Well, I didn't. That's not the name I gave them. I gave them Team Annabelle.
Okay.
I guess I could call them Team Doll people, but I went Team Annabelle and then Team Worst all your work on For the Worst. You're the Worst. For the Worst. That could have been an ad campaign for the show. You're the Worst for the Worst. Are you the worst? Well, compare yourself to these people. Our first game today, we're going to play two games. There's no prizes or anything, so no real pressure. And, you can discuss the teams can discuss your answers amongst yourselves. You might not want to give away too much to your opponents. But this first game is called Monaghan Moynihan. I'll name a movie. We'll start with Team Annabelle. I'll name a movie, and then Team Annabelle tells me if it features Michelle Monaghan, Bridget Moynihan, or Bobby Moynihan.
Shit. What about Dominic?
Dominic
out of this one?
Who?
Dominic Moynihan?
That would have been another way to go with it. I love him. But if the first person misses, the other team gets a chance to steal between the remaining two choices. And the most points after five titles wins. Tie goes to the runner. That doesn't make any sense. Okay, here we go. Team Annabelle.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Moynihan, Monaghan, or Moynihan. Bridget Bobby, or Michelle. Which one was in Robot?
It's certainly not Bobby.
There was no comic relief in that particular picture?
No.
Very serious robot movie based on Asimov.
I think it's Bridget.
I don't know what you're saying.
Does Mona agree?
Yeah. I have no clue.
Let's go, Bridget.
I like how you really were struggling with it. But you're correct.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo! Yay!
Don't cheer for them.
Thank you. We'll cheer for you as well.
Yeah. We're going to be nice.
Team A has 1 point. That also worked out better that calling it Team Annabelle instead of Team Doll people because I don't want to say Team DP. Okay. So now Team Worst gets a crack at the first crack at this next one. Bridget, Michelle, or Bobby? The film is Lord of War.
I think it's
all right, then do that one. Yeah,
you think? I'm thinking, is it Bridget again?
Is that your final answer?
I'll trust Noah. So yes, final answer,
Bridget.
That is correct.
Yes. Ooh, it is.
Yeah,
this man loves movies.
starring Nicolas Cage, that movie.
Yeah, Jared Leto, great Leto performance in there.
What does he play in that?
He plays his brother.
And he is the brother, the fuck up, or is
he's like the fuck up brother who he has to like keep, and it's like the whole point is like, man, Nick Cage is running guns and doing all types of crazy shit, and like, you know, but as long as he's not the fuck up brother, he can keep it all together. And then it's like Jared Leto is like screwing it all up, but really it's like Nicolas Cage is like causing genocide. Like Jared Leto just wants to like do cocaine, but then like Nick Cage is like, I'm like literally selling someone a nuclear bomb, but it's like Jared Leto's fault.
Okay.
It has a great opening title sequence where you see a bullet go from manufacturing to like shooting someone all the way in Africa. Like you follow the bullet all the way through.
Yeah. Yeah.
And does it go over the lyrics of the theme song? Does it bounce?
I want that version.
That sounds fun. I mean, it's also supposed to be a kind of a comedy or a satire.
It's like goofy. There's that whole thing where it's like the guy's got like he goes to, is it like Liberia, where he's like, the guy's like, I've got the gun of Rambo. And he's like there's like this whole sort of like the fetishizing of the whole thing is a big part of it.
Yeah, those movies are tough to pull off. There's one with Chevy Chase called Deal of the Century. And then there, of course, was War Dogs with Jonah Hill.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And those are tough because it's so serious and scary, all this, what's going on. And then they're trying to kind of make a light, humorous movie about it.
We've got cool shoes on, but we're killing people.
Okay, it's 1-1. Next round starts with Team Annabelle, and the motion picture is called Battle Los Angeles, with a colon in there. If a movie's not a sequel, I don't know why they're getting into the colon game.
I don't know if I even finished that movie. I think I started watching it.
Well, then that means that I haven't seen it. I forget movies. I should have maybe said that before. I forget movies. Like the moment.
Well, that's okay. I mean,
yeah. So well, this is going to be David.
I mean, let's guess Michelle then. Yeah, let's go with Michelle.
Final answer.
Yeah.
Incorrect.
Damn.
But you were great.
Team Worst, it's yours to steal.
I mean, I feel like when, what, wait, can you tell us what year Battle Los Angeles was?
No.
Or is that not even, we're not even, no, no.
Because we can't do that. I'm ethically...
Like, I feel like Battle Los Angeles was earlier than Bobby was in movies. I want to say Bridget again.
Well,
no.
Yeah, I mean, Bobby was doing UCB stuff until at least 2008. Because I was there.
Well, Battle Los Angeles was like, was definitely after that. I don't know. What do you think? You want to go Bobby or you want to go...
I think your gut is correct.
Okay, we're going to go Bridget, final answer.
Well, let me ask you this. When did the Battle of Los Angeles, the event the movie's based on, when did that take place?
The actual Battle of Los Angeles. Yeah.
It's not a true story. I'm sorry. I was thinking about that. Who's your final answer?
Hello? You guys still there?
Yeah. Who's your final answer?
Oh, our final answer is Bridget.
That is correct.
Yes!
Yes. Although, yay, Team Annabelle 2.
Yes, also Annabelle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Participation trophies are being prepared. But they also get to start this next one. So, Team Annabelle, which one of those fine actors is in John Wick Chapter 1? Wasn't called that at the time because they didn't know it was going to be such a popular book.
Who was in that? She wasn't the girlfriend, right? Michelle Mon? No. Well, let's switch it up. Let's say Bobby. I'm sure he's in there somewhere.
You know, people like to take that chance with me in these games, and it never works out for them. No, it's not Bobby. So for the win,
Can I get spicy? Can I get spicy over here? I think it might be Bridget. What do you think, babe?
I trust you because I won't watch John Wick because of the dog violence.
Well, I think she's not even in John Wick because of the dog violence.
Exactly.
Yeah. The wife in John Wick, I think, is dead before the credits are over.
Yeah, and I think it's Bridget.
And then he spends three movies avenging her and the puppy dog's death.
Is it Bridget?
Plus, they also fucked up his car. I mean, girlfriend and puppy, that's one thing. But his car?
That's
yes, you're correct. It is Bridget.
That was a high five.
The sound of a high five.
That was so quiet. That was such a gentle, that was like high fiving in a library.
It's the first time we've touched in 5 months.
Oh man. Okay, so congratulations to Team Worst.
Yay, you.
But all that means is it affects something that's going to happen in our next game, and I'll tell everybody all about it after this commercial break. We'll be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
We are back, and Team Worst bested Team Annabelle in Monaghan Monaghan. And that means that Team Worst gets to go first in our deciding game today.
Worst is first, baby.
Yeah. It's a game with 3 rounds, so it's particularly advantageous to go be first in the first round because we're going to switch back and forth. So everybody gets at least one chance to go first. Here's how the game works, or here's what the game is. It's called Weird Algorithm. IMDb has this thing where when you go to the page of a motion picture, you can click on, you know, see the entire cast list, and then they show you the whole list of the cast listed, you know, usually in order of appearance or by billing or alphabetical, whatever the film did. And then there's a button in the corner you can click on, and then they'll rearrange all the names of the cast, the entire cast, from one to whatever number of people it is, to most popular on IMDb. And it's a very strange algorithm. It's very hard to figure out what makes somebody so popular on IMDb.
You're telling me.
And it's as of today, you know, I checked it today. So this is
right.
Very current.
The star meter, right?
It's always changing. It's like the star meter, but you don't have to, you know, pay extra or whatever for it. It's just in the phone app. And, but I guess star meter is what they're basing it on.
Okay.
It's just very hard to predict what's going on. That's what makes it fun. That makes it so that anybody can win. You know, everyone's allowed to discuss who they're thinking about choosing. You don't even necessarily have to lock in your answer first if you're first. We just have to get there eventually. So here we go. First film with a weird algorithm is the classic The Breakfast Club. So who do you think would be number one in Breakfast Club? That's worth the most points if you name the number one person.
And do we get to go first, or do we just, is it a free
first? But you also, they can share your answer or they can strategize and pick a different answer.
I think Anthony Michael Hall. Because he was in the news recently for something. Like he had like a
he got swole.
Well, he got swole, but then like recently there was like some weird coronavirus thing where he was like, hey, he was like, I think it was like a positive thing, like where he was like, hey, you guys wear a mask or something. And they were like, Anthony Michael Hall, we'll totally do that. Sure.
So you think people were Googling him and clicky-clicky?
I think he got the clicks. I'm going to say, what do you think?
I mean, my weird gut is because the world is an unfair place. It's Judd Nelson, but I will go with you. With Anthony Michael Hall, because I didn't know about the corona thing. So yeah, that sounds good. Anthony Michael Hall, that's our final answer.
Well, if that is number one, you get 3 points for it. If he's number two, you get two. Three, you get one. And if he's any lower than that, you don't get any points.
Okay.
Team Annabelle. David and Loda, what do you
who's
think?
Who's even in there? That's I haven't seen it forever. So that like Molly Ringwald,
yeah.
Right? And who else has been in the news telling people to wear masks?
Yeah, does Molly Ringwald wear a mask? Does Ali Sheedy wear a mask?
Thank you.
Do they even leave their homes?
Because there's no, I don't know. Let's say Molly Ringwald. Molly,
yeah.
Yeah. Why not?
You could share their answer if you want, if you just want to try to, you know.
Well,
that's boring.
Yeah, we're still fun in that.
Let's lose with style.
Right, yeah, let's yeah. lose
we're also,
spectacularly.
We're also liking your answer now.
Oh, well, see,
we remembered the thing.
That's what happens is they can switch as well. It's just as soon as you each team tells me it's you're settling on one specific name, then we'll lock it in.
Should we switch?
No. Because we're so confident about it.
I felt like, but... Okay. All right.
So you're sticking with Farmer Ted.
Sticking with Farmer Ted.
And then who are you going with?
Team Molly Annabelle? Ringwald.
Yeah, Claire. Molly Ringwald.
Molly Claire. Answer the question, Claire. no surprise at all. The five youngins who, when they were filming it, I think range in age from 18 to 26. They all made it into the top five. I thought sometimes somebody will squeak in and rank higher than, you know, the obvious one. So number five, of course, is Judd Nelson. Apologies to Judd Nelson for saying, of course. Number four, Emilio Estevez. Mm. He just seems so shy lately. Like when he does something, it's just behind the cameras, right?
Yeah, but I still would have thought he'd be higher up there, higher than...
Well, three is Ali Sheedy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you guys did a great job of narrowing it down to the top two. And
top two.
Number two, Molly Ringwald.
Oh. Yes! Mask boy, yes.
Mask boy.
Yeah, that was very intelligent. Yeah, the way you reached that conclusion, I'm impressed.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And then, of course, number one is,
Tony.
Got swole.
I think people just probably responded to his mask thing because he was in the dead zone on TV,
right.
So probably think he's had some sort of premonition about the importance of mask wearing. All right, so Team Annabelle has 2 points in. Team Worst has three. Our second round. Team Annabelle gets to start. And the film, 20 years old, as of this very month, or maybe even day, Coyote Ugly.
Oh, so let's see. Piper Perabo, and Maria then, Bello.
Yeah, and then it's the guy. What's the name of the guy?
I mean, John Goodman's in it. He's the dad. I mean, he's...
That's true.
Is there a small part with some big name? John Goodman feels like, I mean, he's always in the news.
He's always in the news.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think
let's go with John Goodman.
Let's go with him. I don't have heard anything about the other ones lately.
John Goodman's in the news. Like, Roseanne does something crazy. John Goodman has no comment.
Yep. Yeah.
Drag his name into it every time. all right, so... I'm not going to make them stick with it until they hear what you have to say on the subject, Allison and Noah.
Well, so we're talking Piper, we're talking Maria Bello.
We're talking Can't Fighting the Moonlight.
Can't Fight the Moonlight. Mm-hmm. Who is Can't Fight the Moonlight?
It's Leanne Rimes. It's the song from it.
But, oh, that's right.
Right. But is Leanne really up there? Are people using IMDb to
look up Leanne Rimes?
To look up Leanne Rimes?
No. Probably not. Just her cheaty ex-husband.
Who's your cheaty ex-husband?
I don't remember his name.
Really? Liam, dropping bombs here. Dropping.
he was a bad man.
All right.
I think their answer is
you think it would be Goodman?
Correct.
You think it would be Goodman?
I mean, I can't remember anything about that movie other than it made me and my girlfriends be like, we're going to go to New York and dance on a bar or something.
Do you want to do good?
Yeah, we're gonna copy them. It's cheap and it's gross, but we're gonna be cheap and gross. That's us. That's our brand.
That's our brand. Cheap and gross, guys. That's how it is in this house.
Okay, so that's your final answer,
John Goodman. Yeah,
JG, final answer, and Team Annabelle.
Yeah, I gotta stick with it.
Yeah,
you're going Goodman too.
Yeah.
All right. Well, just for fun, Bridget Moynihan. She came in at number 8. Number 7, this is where it gets interesting on IMDb. Number 7, apparently Alex Borstein has an uncredited role in the film.
Hey, good for her. Big fan.
I mean, which either means she was cut or, like, you know, only was an extra or something. I don't know.
Bar dancing.
Yeah. Number 6, another oddity slipping in here. Apparently Michael Bay plays a photographer in it.
Well, that tracks, guys. Come on. You think that's an oddity? Let's get it.
I mean, it was a Bruckheimer, No Simpson production. Then there's number 5 is another one that surprises me because I don't recall him in the film. Johnny Knoxville.
Oh, what? Yeah.
What is he doing, Coyote Ugly? I guess he just shows up one night and is just supportive.
He goes, woo.
He goes, woo.
Coyotes are pretty awesome. I'm going to go jump off of the thing. Yeah, I'm going to go light my balls on fire. Good job, coyotes.
Woo!
And this is so sad, everybody. Coming in at number 4, just missing the point range, John Goodman.
Oh.
This is rough.
We dragged you into it.
Yeah. I know, but it's actually a great tactic because you were so convincing.
Yeah, it worked to drag them into it. Number 3 was the briefly mentioned Maria Bello. Number 2, did not recall that this woman is in this movie, but she has been in a lot of things I don't remember because she's really caught on fire more recently. Melanie Lynskey.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't remember her being in that.
Maybe does Piper Perabo have a friend that's not in the Coyote game?
Like a roommate?
Yeah.
Maybe. I'm trying to remember.
And is Piper number 1?
Hmm?
Piper's number 1.
Oh, you know it.
Good for Piper.
You can't have a name like Piper Perabo.
Well, she's married to...
Who's she married? What?
The cool actor.
What cool actor?
Isn't she married to why am I blanking? The show from FX that we liked about Fosse, Bob Fosse.
Sam Rockwell?
Isn't she married to Sam Rockwell?
Oh,
that's Leslie. That's Leslie Bibb. Sorry.
Leslie Bibb is married to Sam, yeah.
I'm sorry. I confused them in my head for a second.
I mean,
blonde ladies.
Probably worked out.
Piper was in Looper.
That's right.
Piper had a show. What was her show on USA called? Like Detective
Covert. It was like Covert Affairs.
Covert Affairs.
Mm-hmm.
They probably
she got great reviews in that.
What's that?
People loved that show.
Yeah, it was pretty popular. So that's why Piper's still number 1 for the Coyote Ugly.
Damn it, Team Annabelle.
All right, so team worst gets to go Wait, yeah, gets to go first, and has 3 points, and Team Annabelle has 2, and this is going to determine it all.
Oh man!
Yeah, getting a little bit more recent in the film choice. Try to not pick from any one particular decade. The film is Inception.
Ooh.
Ooh.
So we got Hardy, we got Joe.
But this is just cast, right? Just cast. So we can't like if Christopher Nolan's like number one this week because he happens to have a movie, it doesn't, it's just cast, yeah?
Well, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but Christopher Nolan doesn't, you know, pop into his own movies.
Like no, he's not doing like an M. Night type situation.
Yeah.
I'm the Dream Factory man.
Yeah, he's not like, yeah. It is just cast.
It's just, I unfortunately can't say actors because Michael Bay got, you know, very high ranking for Coyote Ugly.
On screen.
People who are on screen.
On screen individuals.
I mean.
Bale?
Leo.
Ooh, Leo.
I mean, Leo, it's going to be Joe because Joe just had a movie come out last week.
I love Joe, but he's not beating Leo.
But Leo didn't have a movie come out last week, but Joe did.
Leo lives in all of our hearts and minds 24 hours a day.
Well, now, of course, you guys, you could say his full name for everybody else. It's
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Just had a movie come out. I'm going to plug it for him. It's called
Project Power,
and it came out on Netflix.
Oh yeah, that's him and Jamie Foxx.
Yeah.
Yep. And a pill that gives you superpowers.
Yeah.
But I don't think you get to pick which one.
Nope.
So you're like, I'm in a ladies' locker room. I wish I was invisible. You take a pill, and then you turn into a big ball of fire.
It's got to be Leonardo DiCaprio.
I think it might be Joe because of the movie coming out and people. And it was like, because who else in that movie is like had something going on like literally this week? Michael Caine. Ellen Page.
You know that Leo saved a whale or something this week. You know a whale is like, thank you, Leonardo DiCaprio. I know, this is the toughness.
If you want to do Leo, we could do Leo, but I'm gonna say Joe. Joseph Gordon-Levitt. What do you want to do with ladies' choice?
This is rough.
Noah, you know how you're the Hector Elizondo of Ryan Johnson?
Am I the Hector Elizondo of Ryan Johnson?
You're his Hector Elizondo. You're in everything he does, right?
I am. Well, so is Joe, though. I don't think he's managed to do something without Joe either.
Well, Joe is in every one of his movies?
I think he is. He has a very short but very funny voice cameo in Knives Out.
Well, then the two of you are going to, this is a fight to the death, I think. One of you has to be in one more Ryan Johnson movie than the other.
We'll like tie him up or something.
Yeah.
What do you think, babe? What do you want to answer?
Okay, well, let's go with Joseph Gordon-Levitt for Noah's sake.
All right.
He's really into it.
He loves JGL.
Yeah, Project but Power, just baby. Know I'm here with Leo and the whales and the girlfriend.
Like, I always thought his company was Hit Record, but it's Hit Record.
Common misconception.
What do you think, Team Annabelle?
Definitely
the same, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, because the movie just came out and everyone's like, oh yeah, what's he been up to lately? Because we haven't seen him and stuff. So everyone's been IMDb-ing
him. That's true, and he went viral in the dad thing.
That's the dad true. Thing?
He was like talking about how he loves being a dad and he took time off. And like
that went viral?
It went viral. Anything could go viral.
It was in America.
He got on the internet and talked about how awesome breathing is. And people really got on board. I think if he just made any kind of message to the people, they would be interested. Well, it's a weird algorithm. It really lives up to its name. I have details to share with you that you might not like. Just out of, you know, interest, Michael Caine, pretty famous,
pretty
successful
big.
Dude. He came in over eight. He's at eight. Wow. Inception. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad he wasn't the number one because I love Michael Caine. That would have hurt my feelings if I didn't know that.
Michael Caine is so good. But there was a period of time where he was like, he even kind of would talk about it publicly about how he would just, you know, act in anything.
Yeah.
And so it was pretty rough being a Michael Caine fan for a little while.
Yeah. What was the famous thing where he was like, I've never seen the Jaws movie,
Jaws
but
4,
I've seen
yeah.
the beautiful. He's like, I've never seen Jaws 4, The Revenge, but I've seen the beautiful deck it built me or something like
House
like,
even. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah right. It's a house. Movie. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, he's got so many good ones. Like he, you know, he says about acting that you get paid for the waiting and the acting's the fun part. Like that just sums it up beautifully. I guess you also have to learn lines. What's her name? Cotillard, Marion Cotillard.
Mm. She's seven.
She came in at number seven. Mm. Like, you know, freaking Leonardo DiCaprio's top is spinning over her and she's only number seven. And then this is the bad news. Coming in at number four.
No.
I just hate to say it. I feel like I should just lie and change it up. But it is Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Oh.
It's number four. But that means that Team Worst, you win the game. You secure the victory.
But at what cost?
Yeah, it is really is. It's
wait,
sad,
what was Leo number one?
Who's number one?
Well, you know, I would love to tell you, but we're out of time. coming in at number three, and this is where this is what I love about this game, because I went to Inception going, you know, I hope it's not Leo is number one, because in that way we immediately start with something that's, you know, people are going to have to take a risk on who they guess. And of course, for the movie Inception, and he was just nominated for an Oscar for the Tarantino movie, he still manages to only be number three in Inception in popularity today.
Wow.
Yeah. Number two, Mr. Tom Hardy. Maybe there's lots of Venom 2 talk out there right now.
Oh, wait, is number... Wait. I think I know why we've got... I think I know who number one is and why.
I'd like to hear both of those.
Is it Ellen Page? And is it because Umbrella Academy just came out?
Oh.
It is Ellen Page, and that's probably why.
Damn it.
Season 2 of Umbrella Academy.
Damn it, great. Ah, man.
Yeah.
I forgot she was in that movie.
Show. It's a show.
No, I'm talking about Inception.
Inception, yes. She's in Inception too, yes.
Yeah, because her part is that for the first 20 minutes of the movie, Leo explains everything to her, and then she's still there for the rest of the movie. But she's mostly, mostly there to be told how the whole Inception thing works. And she picks it up really fast too. Like she said, she also tells us about it when she's just learning about it. So she's a she's a very smart character. That's what scares me about Tenet is I just find like Inception, I find like Nolan's more into the mind than in the heart, and it makes it less fun for me for some reason.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you're going to be in a drive-in anyway, so it'll be fun.
Yeah, I don't know. I do agree. I do feel like, you know, Christopher Nolan's not being a snob when he says you should watch it on the big screen, because it's like the visuals are way more important than the smaller things that, you know, people could, you know, get from another kind of movie by watching at home. I mean, I kind of love that everything's just showing up at home first, because there's so many indie movies that either wouldn't play in the theater near me or just wouldn't get around to seeing it that I can just, you know, watch at home, and it didn't really need the big screen treatment.
Well, and also, I mean, I think like I like going to a movie theater. I like the experience of a movie theater, but pretty much everybody I know now has like a pretty nice big TV. Like it's not crazy anymore for like normal working people to have like a 50-inch television and like a good you know, sound bar or something. Like, it's totally, it's not inaccessible to be able to watch a movie sort of like in a good way at home. You know?
The CEO of AMC is going to come and murder you in your sleep.
Save the theaters. Yeah. And I feel like I'm on my phone more at home though. So I feel like I miss theaters because it, I have no self-discipline.
Right. I'm not on Facebook Marketplace looking at garbage chairs.
Yes.
Yeah, I do try to put away my phone for any movie that I have, you know, that I'm watching because I'm, excited about, you know, there's potential there. But anything that I'm watching, like trash watching, I just have my phone nearby because, you know, I can kill time, but also still, you know, see enough of it and get, you know, get the feel of, you know, what it was.
Right.
Yeah. Well, this has been so delightful. Can we go through and just everybody say a little bit about what you might have, you know, coming up that you was either made pre-pandemic or is going to be made after soon? I would hope. We'll start with David.
Yeah, I mean, we have our YouTube channel, Pony Smasher, where we've done a couple of shorts during quarantine, little horror shorts and like behind the scenes and little videos like that. Yeah, so check that out, Pony Smasher on YouTube. Otherwise, yeah, see you in theaters in 2 years for Shazam, Fury of the Gods.
I mean, these dates are so, they're tripping me out. I watched the DC fandom thing for Suicide Squad and, you know, James Gunn was like, hey, check us out in August of next year. It's like, damn, I got so excited right now and it's a year away. I really probably shouldn't have watched it, but yeah. And I'm definitely excited for more Shazam. Loda, is there anything you've got? Are we going to see you on screen sometime soon?
Don't know. We have started a production company, David and I, so we're
developing a bunch of things.
Yeah, so we have a bunch of TV shows and movies in the works, and you'll probably see me in a few of those, but they're all secret. So if you want to see me, it's YouTube channel Pony Smasher for our shorts.
That's awesome. And you know, please feel free to reach out and come back when the next stuff is coming out to promote it.
Yeah, we'd love to.
Yeah, and we'll be back in the audience again when it opens up.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that's right.
When the world comes back.
I love that you come to the shows. That's so cool. And you know, Shia LaBeouf's been to a few of them.
Yeah.
I haven't seen him there, but people send me weird pictures where he's like this shadowy figure that's sneaking away. Noah Segan, star of The Pale Door.
Yeah, available, you guys.
Available wherever you get your Pale Doors.
Yeah, go over to your door store and get the Pale one because it's out right now. And, you know, when everybody is safe and sound, I am going to go off. I'm going to make a movie that I wrote and hopefully have that ready for you guys also by 2022.
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess, pre and post production, it can be kind of more casually, you know, slowly paced than normal.
We're pretty relaxed about it over here.
Yeah. Okay. And Allison Bennett.
Yeah. All of my pilot stuff we're like waiting to hear right now because of the pandemic. So you can go back and watch old Single Parents episodes on Hulu and old You're the Worst episodes, especially the Doug Benson episodes of You're the Worst. You can check those out. And I'll just be over here being like, is there still an industry? What exists? Does comedy exist? What's getting greenlit? So that's where I'll be.
Yeah, it's like, it's exciting and sad to read the trades, you know, because it's, you're happy for the people are working, but why, you know, all the work should go to us. Thank you again. Does anybody on the show today have like a favorite last line from a movie? I've used up a lot of the classic ones, but that's how I've been closing out every episode of the show, is just saying a line that was the very last thing said in a motion picture.
Only one I can think of now is Nicole Kidman in Eyes Wide Shut.
What's
that?
I think
we should go home and fuck. That's how that movie ends.
Which one?
Eyes Wide Shut.
Somebody says,
movie.
Why don't you go home and fuck?
No, she thinks that they should go home and fuck. Cut to credits.
Let's go home and fuck, you think, is what she said?
Something like that. It's like, I think it's really important that we go home and fuck.
So and fuck is like the last word.
Yeah.
So maybe I'll do that. I'll just cut it all the way down to that. Thank you to everybody.
And thank you.
Always, thank you.
As always, fuck.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no